As a heads up, RHA has our general body meetings today starting at 6, so I can only stay for the 30 minutes. Just so y'all know if I have to pop out.
Yeah, we know how you are. It's all good.
Okay,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Absolutely. No problems whatsoever. Callie, we also have the notes on the link that I also have in the chat. So you can refer, go to, send people to, whatever you need to do, obviously, to get the info. Hello, 1L Janelle. Good to see you.
good to see you too.
Great job with the Region 6 stuff. Excellent work and
Thank
all
you.
that.
Appreciate it. Thank you for presenting.
I hope it went okay. Nobody said it didn't. Nobody said it did. So we'll see, right? We will
I always think
see.
that means a positive thing.
Well, let's hope so,
It's like you
right?
didn't complain, so must have been fine.
Who knows? Who knows? Very good. Appreciate you being here tonight. Hi, Meredith. Good evening.
Hi, how
Slash
are
what?
you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent news. Excellent news. Wait another minute or so. Shall I think we had a couple of folks that said that they couldn't be here. I do know that. So we'll do our very best to get the info out in a timely manner. All righty, Janelle, do you want to go ahead and start recording when you can, or we may be already? So, who knows from that standpoint? So,
I
very
start
good.
in right when you jump back on.
Oh, very good. Very good. Good evening, everyone. If others jump in, we'll make that happen. But it's great having everybody on board with us this evening. Do we have, I think everybody was here the first meeting. Am I correct in that? So this isn't a, I don't need to do introductions. We do have somebody new that was not here the last time that we all met. Janelle, 1L Janelle. Sorry, we have two Janelles on here. Janelle, our assistant director, could you introduce yourself and we'll talk more about what you're going to be doing here in a minute, but just who you are and kind of what you do.
Yeah, sure. My name is Janelle Kittle. I'm the assistant director of satellite facilities. So I oversee two of our recreation centers on campus. And we'll tell you a little bit about it later in this meeting. So nice to meet you all.
Very good. Janelle just gave away the hint about we've asked Janelle
Sorry.
to come in and no, you're good. It's exactly what I wanted. Janelle's going to come in and talk a little bit about what the satellites are, what they do, kind of how we operate them, just to give you all a little insight specifically to the satellite facilities, not the main campus rec center. And so for future meetings, whether you all are involved or other constituents are going to be involved, there'll be a variety of different presentations that we're doing with my team, just so that everybody has a better understanding of what it is, how it is, why it is we do the things that we do, and just to give you a little insight of all of that. So, excellent. So, Janelle, we have from meeting one, all of the notes are listed up there in the chat from the first meeting that we had. So, Janelle, 2L Janelle on my team, my admin, was great in providing that information. That is the site where that information will always lie and will always be at. So certainly you can go through that. And it's usually the few days after the meeting takes place, Janelle, that
Yeah.
that information is posted up there, correct? Excellent.
Right. So this one, because it's on Thursday, probably by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So if our attendees or your constituents or the people that you're representing, they want information or they want to know a little bit more about the ins and outs of what we covered in the meetings, you can certainly share that link with all of them. So happy to post that information for all of you. On the overview of agenda, you all should have received a copy of the agenda. Again, we have Janelle speaking a little bit tonight about some satellite aspects included with North Rec and with the Bear Down Rec Centers. And we also have kind of our basic budget and financial services overview. And Ms. Mayela is here again with us. Mayela, do you want to? I'm going to go ahead and throw this at you, and I'm going to let you kind of take it. And we're going to make a couple little changes with this. And so I thought I'd throw it to you to let you kind of describe what we're going to be giving to the students.
So, like Tor said, I think we want to do it a little bit different. We want to go into more detail and less detail at the same time. When it comes to the finances, I think we want to do an overall picture, or we're trying to show you an overall picture of how we spend our dollars and obviously get your feedback from it. But we felt like it was a lot of like too much detail that may have been irrelevant to you all. So we're trying to change it a little bit and just let you know like who we are, who is Campus Rec, what programs exist within Campus Rec, and then hopefully break it down a little bit and just bring one program at a time so that they can tell you a little bit more about them. And that being said, let me share my screen really quickly. I have just something very simple that I prepared like an hour ago, with a breakdown of our areas, our main areas. The first thing I want to say is that Campus Recreation has two programs or two departments within Campus Recreation. One is main Campus Rec that has always existed and you all know. And then the second one is Adaptive Athletics, and that is new to us, and they just merged to our team as of this fiscal year. So we don't have a lot of data for them yet because they're new. In the future, we may add them, but for now, I'm just going to focus on regular Campus Recreation. So I broke down just the revenue and the expenses by areas, and I have a brief chart, and I'll share this. It's going to be on the website, but you could see it. And this is all for FY 25. And I wanted to share again, there's a little bit more on our website. If you go into staff, you could see the same breakdown that I am relating in there. And then you could see the details of who we are in here. There's a portion for each of us. But again, so the majority of our revenue we collected through student fees and what was previously what I discussed last time, the three different fees, and now it's an allocation. So I just didn't know how to name it and I put student fees allocation because last year it was technically student fees, but moving forward, just allocation from Central. And then the majority of our expense, the same, I just put them together so that you guys can see, is our debt service. And this is basically the payment we do for our buildings. We pay the mortgage, let's put it that way. That is the biggest expense, and I just broke it down and put it up here. But then we have different areas. So admin is a catch-all. So anytime we don't know where to put something, we end up putting it in admin. So that's why it looks so weird, but it also has a lot of the salaries of our team. So all of our management team, the majority of our salaries go under admin. And then there is South Rec facilities operation, and that is our main facilities. And I included the aquatics portion that is not part of the auxiliary. So anything that has to do with a pool that is free of charge to anyone with a cap card. Basically, anyone who can enter the facility, all the expenses. They don't bring anything because that is part of the allocation and the revenue that the students that they give us because of the student fees. But their expense is definitely the highest. So Troy had asked me to share some samples of what it costs to run the facility. And unfortunately, I forgot to do that until right now, Troy. But I know that every single piece of equipment is thousands of dollars. And I know that recently Troy overheard one of my students kind of freak out when I told him that a treadmill was over $10,000. And she's like, why don't you just get it on Amazon or on Costco? And Troy came to my office and said, like, show me one that will last us as long as the ones we purchase, and we'll get it on Amazon or Costco. But just to say that it's expensive to run the facility, and every year we just try to replace as much equipment as we can. There's always like flooring upgrades that we have to do, or ceiling, or something. So that's why those expenses are there. And then the next part would be satellites facilities, and that would be our North Rec and our Bear Down Gym facility. And this one has a little bit of revenue just because they do support a central administration, or a different fee does support us with some dollars to help run Bear Down Gym facility. So that's what's here. And then all of this also includes the student workers that work in these facilities, and then again, the cost of equipment. And then after that, it would be facility services as well, but mainly the memberships and rentals. So the part that we offer as an additional cost to our members, and we do bring a lot of revenue with that. And we also spend a lot, and the majority of the expenses are student wages because they're the ones who run the facility, and they end up coming out of that budget. And then marketing and outreach, there's a lot more expense than revenue, but keep in mind that marketing and outreach allows everybody else to bring their revenue. And then it's also the majority is personnel. And then the rest are the program areas. So aquatics, fitness, outdoor recreation, sports and clubs. And then we have our elite team sports. And currently we have men's rugby, hockey, men's hockey, and women's hockey represented in here. We also have adaptive athletics, a couple of them, but they're not represented in here. And then lastly, we have our youth program. And that's it. Simple breakdown. I do want to collect feedback from you all and see what is it that you would like to see regarding the budget. If there's anything that anyone is interested that I focus on, any different breakdown. Again, I will include something else about adaptive athletics, probably not next meeting, but until the following one, because I won't have any reporting available until we close this fiscal year.
For the students attending, does this sort of help you in a breakdown of kind of what each area costs or what each area is bringing in or anything? Is it helpful to at least understand kind of what that looks like, or have we confused you even more?
No, it makes sense.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we're providing the information that you all need to go back to your constituents, obviously, to be able to convey and communicate and do all of that. Myla talked about the cost of the equipment. And so this is kind of near and dear to the heart of 1L Janelle, who's with us, kind of representing, because we have fitness equipment at both the facilities that she manages and that she oversees. And it's not uncommon, for the particular kinds of equipment pieces that we have, whether it's a Life Fitness piece, whether it's a Matrix piece, whether it's a high-end treadmill, whatever it is. I mean, it is a legitimate $10,000 per item price, particularly on that. And it's almost just like, and I think I equated it the first time that we met, it's almost like getting a car, truly, because the more you take care of that treadmill, the better off you're going to be in the long run. The same thing with a car. If you service a car, if you change the oil, if you do all the things that you need to do with your own automobile that you're paying a lot of money for, that car is going to last you a lot longer. And so we take a lot of pride in maintaining our facilities. But when you come into our facilities, you're going to see those proverbial out of order signs that are up and on some pieces. We don't like to put those on there, but those pieces are so large, and We have a staff member that is that sole job is to go around and make repairs. And so our goal is to not have those pieces down very often, but at times it takes weeks to get replacement parts in for those pieces. And so, if you or your constituents get frustrated because there's a certain piece that's out, don't hesitate to ask us about, hey, why is treadmill number 7 over there next to the wall? Why is it always out of order? Or why is it this way? Because we can look that up and we can tell you, okay, this piece was ordered on January 13th. It comes from England. We're waiting almost 6 months for it or 6 weeks for it or whatever the scale is to get it over there. Janelle, why don't I turn this over to you and you can tell us a little bit about kind of how the satellites run and operate.
Sure. Let me get my screen all up. So, like Trey mentioned, I mentioned earlier, I'm here to talk about the satellite facilities. Just give you a quick overview. If you all have any questions, please feel free to ask. But really quick to run through the pro staff, we have a 3-pro staff team that sole position is to make sure our satellite facilities are running, along with a couple other job duties here and there in the department as well. We have Corey Eifert. He's the Associate Director of Satellite Facilities and Student Development. Have me, Janelle. And then we also have Olivia Tenaglia. She is our Operations Specialist. You can generally find us at North Rec. That's where our offices are based out of. Or we are also fairly mobile, so you might find us around Bear Down or sometimes even over at South Rec. So if you see any of us, feel free to stop, say hi. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. We also have a lot of student employees that help us run our facilities. We have currently one student coordinator, but we are moving to a 2-student coordinator model just to help with the workload. We generally have 22 to 25 facility managers. They are the ones that help keep our facilities safe. They go around making sure policies are being enforced, they're making sales at the desk, and they're interacting with a lot of patrons. And we also have facility attendants, and generally we have 50 to 55 on staff. They're responsible for helping check in, checking out equipment, and making sure that our equipment is being cleaned. Now, they are split between North Rec and Bear Down Rec, so they work in both locations. A little bit about North Rec. We are at the very north of campus, as the name would suggest. We are very literal with North Rec and South Rec. Got a little crazy with Bear Down though, because that one's in the middle. But North Rec is at 1051 East Mabel. We are right across from the Honors Village. A quick overview, we are a 3-story facility. It's roughly 52,000 square feet of recreation and wellness space. So we have one full-size basketball court that can be broken down a little bit. It is a multi-purpose court, so there are also lines for badminton on it. We have ShakeSmart at the front as well. Whenever you walk in, it is to the left. We also house counseling and psychological services. I believe it's CAPS North on our second floor. Equipment-wise, we do have a lot of cardio pieces spread out on each floor. Free weights are mostly contained to the first floor, with some lighter weight dumbbells and kettlebells spread out. That is to help keep the noise at that floor so we don't disturb CAPS sessions. We also have plate loaded, again, mostly kept to the first floor just to prevent the noise, because a lot of times those are the equipment pieces that'll be dropped and create loud clangs. And we don't want to disturb the sessions going on at CAPS. We also have selectorized, that is mostly the second and the third floor because they are a little bit lighter weight stacks, so they don't cause as much noise through the floor or down the hallway. With Bear Down, it is Bear Down Building. There is also Bear Down Rec portion down on the first floor. However, Campus Recreation does manage the entire building. We just work with a lot of the different tenants in there. So it is in the middle on the mall. I'm sure you all probably know where it's at, or at least have an idea of where we're at on campus. Quick overview of it. It's 78,000 square foot facility in the Student Success District. It houses a lot of different student services like Think Tank, the Center for Career Readiness, formerly SECD, Health Promotion Hideaway, Thrive, and a couple other ones in there. We also have suites on the first floor if anyone wants a sweet treat. Very much recommend. And then within Bear Down Breck, it is a bit of a smaller space. It is our smallest footprint on campus for a wellness studio, but we do still have a lot of the same equipment or equipment that you can still get a full workout in. With our cardio, we have free weights, but that is restricted to dumbbells, kettlebells, and presets, barbells. So that way you're not unloading and loading weights, and we have plates everywhere in a room. There's also accessible selectorized. We have rest and relaxation rooms, formerly called meditation rooms, that are in the back. You can check them out from staff. We have an interfaith space up on our third floor. And then the lovely gym floor is a historic gym floor. It is mostly used for events. However, when there's not an event on it, there are areas that you can go study along the sides of it. And it's also just kind of a cool place to hang out. Access and use, so memberships and passes. If you get access to one, you get access to all. So if you buy a membership or you buy a day pass, you have access to all three facilities. They are all available to the university community for the for university and the Tucson community, sorry. Students, that involves main campus students as well as distance and online. However, with distance and online, they're not charged the fee for it, so they do have to pay for that pass. For university employees, they're eligible to purchase memberships, same with community members. Again, you get into all of them. We do have some different operating hours across all three facilities, but the most up to date, if there's any changes, special event hours, things like that, it can be found at our website, which is rec.arizona.edu. And then a little bit of fun numbers for our fall 2025 semester. Our weekly average at North Rec was 8,025 visits. And then our weekly average for Bear Down was 595 visits, which was surprisingly up very much from what we had been seeing in that space. So we were really excited about that. But yeah, that's a quick overview of what you can find at North Rec and Bear Down. And then if you have any questions, happy to take them.
Well done, Janelle. Thank you. Questions for Janelle on the overview of those two campus rec-related facilities? Very good. The thing about the Bear Down building per se, Janelle is correct that we manage that. Our student manager is in that space. Managing that space. We don't have a professional staff person per se that is there managing the building. We do have a building manager that is a campus rec employee, that is a professional staff member that is in the building quite a bit. And so what we do there is mostly done with student staff. And we are incredibly, incredibly proud of that. The fact that those students are in those leadership roles and can make those kinds of decisions, whether it's summoning EMS, whether it's helping, think tank with a class option or moving or doing something like that. So just really, really proud of what we provide there and what we do there for students. The other flip side, Janelle, I'll add this too. We also count the number of people coming into the Bear Down building per se, and those counts are also seen, going into the rec center and all of that, but that's well over almost 10,000 or even higher than that, just into the Bear Down building itself. So people coming in to study and we count those through sensors at each of the doors. So we know who's coming in. The main library on campus has a similar type sensor too. So the library knows who of you students are coming and going and being a part of that. Janelle, thank you. I know you got to run, but appreciate your help. And again, if there are any questions with anything with Janelle, don't hesitate to reach out to her, to me, to Myella, to anybody. We can certainly get you the information that you need and require.
Nice meeting you all. Have a
Very
good rest of
good.
your day.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. The other aspect that I want to point out too is that CAPS North is providing such an incredible service to students. From the ability to have on-site counseling, psychological counseling that is happening to help the well-being and the mental health and wellness of all of our students. And so we're really excited to have them as a partner. And we work very, very closely and collaborate very closely with them. So it's a win-win for all of us. So outstanding. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit. Let me give you kind of a brief couple of updates on things happening with campus rec in general and total in general. So we're into February. We're almost, what, 3 months now from commencement. So holy cow, it's going quick. Here we are. Welcome to February. And it's going to be over before we know it, as the way most of our academic semesters are going as of late. We do have some projects that we have completed. So I don't know if you've been in to see the basketball facility or the main court facility here at South Rec, but we redid the entire floor over break. It looks, I'm going to say this, phenomenal. We had a student that designed it and did it, about $140,000 worth of work that was done to refinish the floor, but to also paint the floor. So it feels like you walk into the McHale Center. If you've been to a game at McHale and you've seen all the designs. So if you get a chance, we welcome you to go over and take a look at that. We're so proud of that. And so proud of Enrique, who was our student that designed that and did that. Again, our students do incredible things here, and we're very proud, and I brag about them all the time, for the good and the great things that our student employees do. And that's just one example. We have a couple of projects happening. I mentioned this a little bit last time we met. We have a couple of projects happening which aren't very sexy things, but they're things that we desperately need to have done. So the first and foremost is we're redoing the field complex at Rincon Vista, which is our off-site campus grass field space. It's about a mile off campus, a mile to our southeast, over there, kind of right off Keno Parkway and kind of at the corner of Keno and Broadway, but back behind the Safeway, all back there where the soccer stadium is for athletics and where the track and field stadium is. So the field, the grass fields, we have three athletic fields there. They've never been redone, meaning we've never stripped them. And so we're doing that this summer. We are relocating some activities that we do in the summer that had been previously out there. We've ran summer softball. That now becomes summer pickleball and summer kickball, which we're going to be doing on campus. So more information about that will be coming out, but we're able to continue some programming that we do. So that field project is being redone. We're stripping off the first inch or two layers of that. We're fixing some of the irrigation aspects, resodding it, reseeding it, making it level, because over the past 15, 20 years, we've seen some sinking and some settling happen in those fields. So we're getting that taken care of. We also have a new camera project, which is going to increase security significantly. That has already started here, actually, with some preliminary work, but we're adding a bunch of new cameras at South Rec, a few things happening at North Rec as well. But this is going to increase the safety and the viability for us on campus, because directly all the camera feeds will go directly into campus, into UAPD, as well as the real-time coordination center, which is the new security system on campus. So it's an all internet-based system. We don't have that available to us in South Rec right now. So it's literally adding 30 or 40 cameras and very high quality cameras. So we're going to be able to see a lot. Obviously, we don't put a camera in the locker rooms or do anything like that, but we'll have cameras pretty much anywhere and everywhere else to be able to see and understand what people are doing, what they're accessing, where they're going. Our cameras that we've had in the building previous to this have been very helpful with theft. Yes, we do have a lot of theft in South Rec and in all the rec centers, particularly with locker break-ins and theft there. So this is going to help deter that significantly. And we have an excellent rapport with UAPD to help us in those situations. So a lot going on with those things. And so we have some other things happening. We're literally a year away from bringing on the new Mosaic Quarter Iceplex. So we will be getting into that facility coming up in March of 2027. So a project that started all the way back in 2021 is now coming to fruition. We're going to give you a bunch more information about that in our later spring meeting. So that's going to be the focus of, and I'll have pictures and some really cool stuff to be able to share with you, some artist rendering. But the shell is up. The inside is being worked on now. It's a three ice rink facility, and U of A hockey teams and activities will be the primary tenant of that space and of that facility. And we couldn't be more proud and happy with what we're doing there. So some really cool stuff coming. Okay, I could keep going and going and going, but I know we don't have the time for me to keep going and going and going on all that, but we've got some really cool things happening within Campus Rec, and we'll take a lot more time as we get a little bit closer to that. But for the April meeting, we'll hit really hard on the Mosaic Quarter and what that is and the financial picture behind that and all the things surrounding that. Any questions on projects? Any questions on anything that we've listed? Anything okay, awesome. Very good. We're doing some good things then. I hope you're seeing that. Constituent questions and comments. And Kelly, I know you got to go here in a minute, but anything that you or your, oh, thank you, Janelle. Yes, we will talk about that. Anything that you or your constituents have questions about with Campus Rec, now would be a really good time to ask or to talk about those things. Awesome. Very
I
good.
think,
Go ahead.
sorry.
No, you're great.
A lot of people have had the same kind of commentary of like, why is the equipment so expensive? And I've also explained it like, you want better quality so it'll
Yep.
last longer, because if it's cheaper, then you'll spend more in the wrong
Yep.
end repairing
Yep.
it. And that seemed to clear up a lot of confusion
Yeah.
for our reps, at least.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm in the meeting room, so you can probably hear them in the
No, it's
background.
all good.
But so that was really helpful for us, at
Yeah.
least.
So Kelly, just so that you know, we'll do like Myola had indicated earlier, we're going to do a breakdown of kind of all of the pieces of equipment that we have, and I'll show that to you, and we'll show that out as well, just so that you have a full understanding. But I mean, we're talking seven digits for some of the to outfit the things that we have. I mean, it's expensive, and you know, and it's not so much just the pieces of equipment, but it's the actual flooring that is really the expensive part, and it's a very specialized flooring. You just can't have these things on tile, right? There has to be a specified area of flooring. And so we'll spell that out to you. It's a great point, Kelly. We'll spell that out to you. And thankful. And again, if I or Myella or any of our team can be helpful to come to a meeting and be able to kind of walk through this and answer questions or get yelled at or anything, you know, from those standpoints, we're happy to do that. Happy to make sure that you and your constituents surely understand 100% of what's going on. So thank you for bringing that up. Certainly can do that for you.
With that, I do have to go,
Yep,
but this has been
understand.
lovely, and I will be for sure be at the next one.
Very good, Callie. Thank you so much for being here. Good deal. The only two things, I want to go back to something that Janelle had put out. We are hosting the NWDA, the National Wheelchair Basketball Association National Championships. That is coming up in McHale Center here on our own campus at the beginning of April. So, as a student, you will be able to get in free with your CAT card. So we will be sending out, and Janelle, I'm going to have you send out, we'll send out some promotional items to everybody on the group to make sure that you are included and that you can pass along to your constituents. There is also on the website, and we'll send you the website as well. There's a breakdown of when the U of A men play, when the U of A women play. We're connected with Zona Zoo, so the students there are also very connected with when we're going to be playing, what we're doing, what we're looking at, and those sorts of things. So, Janelle, thanks for that reminder. We get so caught up in all the things that we're doing, but you know, we're going to have thousands of people in McHale. And by the way, that's also the same weekend that our men's and or women's team could be playing in the Final Four as well, which is really cool. So as the men are doing so well, you know, they have a great shot at reaching that far. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But our men's wheelchair basketball team are the defending national champions. They won last year at the University of Illinois, and so they're defending that title. The women finished fourth last year, and they're predicted to finish in the top four again this year. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. But that is going on as well. So Janelle, thank you for that reminder. I appreciate that. Can't believe I forgot that. It's like
You
one of the
guys haven't
things.
watched a game with the
What's
wheelchair.
that? I'm sorry.
And if they haven't watched a game with wheelchair basketball, they're
Yep.
pretty incredible.
Yep. Pretty neat stuff to see. So very good. And then the other announcement just for today is the final meeting or meeting three will be held on Monday, the 27th of April. That again will be online at 5:30. You all will get information prior to that about the agenda. We'll put a call out for items or discussion points that you would like to talk about or walk through or see. I did want to pass along Scott Norris, who spoke very eloquently the last time we were here about the change in allocation of fees. He's a member of financial services here on campus. He sends his regrets. He could not be here tonight. His son is participating in some activities, and so he wanted to be there. And I said, you go be with your family and your son and do that. So he wanted to pass along his regrets for not being here as well. Sorry we couldn't have more people here. I know there's a lot going on. I know there's a lot of studying, but Sashwat and Meredith and Kelly, who left, we thank you so much for your attendance and for caring, right, about what we do, how we do, why we do. We'll certainly pass out this information and we'll get everybody to the website. Any questions, anything final, Mayela, Janelle, anything on your end that we need to pass along to our students for today?
No, I would love feedback as to what you want to hear. I think that was great what we were just told. I think that it would be a great idea to just have a breakdown of what we have, all the
Yep.
equipment and stuff. But if you have anything else for future meetings, please let us know.
Yep. The other thing that kind of goes hand in hand with equipment are all the supplies. So all the paper towel, all of the what it costs to heat, what it costs to air condition, what it costs to put water in 880,000 gallons in the pool, what it, you know, so all of those things, just like your house would be, those come with expenses and cost related to that too. So we'll put some really interesting things together for you, and I'm sure it will be a surprise because every day that I look at them, I've been looking at it for 8 years. It still is like, wow, we spend those kind of dollars for what we do and how we do and why we do. But it is always good that you all students understand exactly where those student engagement fee dollars are going, and so you know what the cost benefit is and what that looks like related to those things that you all, every student here, is contributing to. So glad to do that and glad to make that happen. With that being said, we are concluded for this evening. Appreciate you all for being here. Thank you so much for spending a Thursday evening with us. And if we don't see you before, we'd love to see you in Campus Rec working out. We'd love to see you at Nationals. Men's hockey has their last home game on next Friday at 7:30 in the TCC. We'd love to see you there. Women also play on Friday and Saturday next weekend in the TCC. So we'd love to see you there. Rugby is at home tomorrow. No, on Saturday. I keep thinking today's Friday. On Saturday, they play that on arch rival Cal is here. So lots going on with all the program entities. And I haven't even talked about fitness classes and intramural sports and other clubs. And the list could go on and on and on, but we're keeping them hopping. So we appreciate y'all. Thank you. And we'll see you for sure on the 27th of April. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
care,
Thank
all.
you.